Portrayals of Peacemakers militia members as dangerous men plotting to kill federal employees were juxtaposed with characterizations of the men as hapless big mouths who exaggerated a lot but were harmless during this morning's opening statements in day two of the Schaefer Cox, Lonnie Vernon, and Barney Coleman federal trial in Anchorage. Prosecutor Yvonne Lamoureux said Peacemakers leader Schaefer Cox believed federal agents were plotting to kill his family and take down the militia. She described a dry erase board seized from his home that detailed plans for killing federal agents. She quoted Cox as saying to a state trooper, "We have you outmanned, outgunned, and can have you dead in one night." Lamoureux said prosecutors have 100 hours of recordings and plan to call 70 witnesses and introduce 700 pieces of evidence. Defense attorney Nelson Traverso, representing Cox, said testimony would show Cox was not attempting to overthrow the government, but instead was simply an agitator for civil liberties, a father of two who believed the government would collapse and the militia had to be prepared to defend people. Traverso said Cox's statement to the trooper was distasteful, but within his right to free speech. Coleman Barney's attorney Timothy Dooley said Barney was a Mormon, married with five children, and a successful electrical business. He said he didn't have murder, but rather protection in mind. He said the federal government was overreaching. Attorney M.J. Hayden said her client, Lonnie Vernon, just had poor taste in the people he hung out with. She said a conspiracy is an agreement, and there wasn't one in place to buy weapons or commit murder. The men consider themselves sovereign citizens above state and federal law. Washington, D.C.-based writer J.J. McNabb is working on a book about the sovereign citizens movement and tracks court cases involving them across the country. McNabb says the difference between ideas and actions is always central.
If you're daydreaming about having, you know, some kind of a revolution, that's one thing, but actually plotting to engage in a revolution is something different.
Schaefer Cox was facing a weapons charge and Lonnie Vernon owed back federal taxes when they and fellow militia member Coleman Barney supposedly hatched a plan to retaliate against court and law enforcement officials. They were arrested in March 2011, charged with planning violence and stockpiling illegal weapons to carry it out. McNabb says militia defendants tend not to fare well in court.
To be fair, it's not all that difficult to convict these groups. The trials that I've been to, it's been almost sometimes humorous how quickly the jury comes back with a guilty verdict.
McNabb says federal prosecutors pursue cases that are easiest to win, and the Fairbanks militia case is interesting because none of the men have pleaded guilty.
Generally, the government is very good at offering the weakest link very good deals. For example, there's a parallel case going on right now in Georgia. Four gentlemen plotted against the U.S. government in a three-prong attack. Theirs was a little more explicit in terms of what the attack would be. And two of the defendants have already pled guilty.
The Fairbanks militia case has gotten a lot of press, but McNabb says the most damaging evidence against the accused has likely been held for the courtroom.
We have to understand that most of the really egregious stuff we haven't seen yet because the prosecutors generally save the worst for the trial. And it's not something that the defense attorneys would have paid attention to, and they probably hope that the prosecution won't bring that stuff up. But in all of the cases I've attended, there's always been some kind of smoking gun or some kind of big event or big conversation that people outside, the courtroom haven't heard before.
The government's case is built on recordings made by informants who infiltrated the group, and McNabb says that can be contentious.
Because informants, may add to the story rather than just report. And that usually comes out during trial.
McNabb says she's keeping special eye on the Fairbanks militia case because Schaefer Cox has charisma that could make him a leader of the broader sovereign citizens movement. She says the movement is in the midst of its latest outgrowth, with an estimated 300,000 adherents in the U.S., a blossoming that encompasses a broad spectrum of people angry with government. The trial continues tomorrow.